Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It's time for Faith to Live By with Sue Taylor.
Thank you for joining me today on Faith to Live By. This is Sue Taylor. As Mother's Day is approaching, the next two or three days, I just want to share some thoughts regarding women. You know, if we as women have accepted Jesus Christ and we know Him as our personal Savior, He is in us, and through His precious Holy Spirit, we can and should be embracing His Word. Acts 17:28 tells us, "For in Him we live, we move, and we have our being, because we are His offspring." This means that we have His necessary and intimate presence. For John tells us that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and that we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. I think it is so important that we, as women of God, really know how to embrace the Word of God. So the first step or application to embracing God's Word is to make sure that we know the author. It makes all the difference in this world and the one to come. Our passion for the Lord Jesus Christ as women should lead us to a greater passion for His Word. In fact, ignorance of Scripture leads to ignorance of Christ. I can remember that I accepted Jesus Christ at 8 years old, and it was a wonderful experience, but I was not grounded or taught in the Word until many years later. And many times it is difficult, in fact almost impossible, to embrace what you do not know. I want to share with you this morning two women. And one embraced the Word of God, and one did not. And I think that it'll be very self-explanatory as I read these scriptures to you. And I'm reading out of Genesis chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. "Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, 'Has God indeed said that you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?' And the woman said to the serpent, 'We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat, nor shall you touch it, lest you die.' Then the serpent said to the woman, 'You will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.' So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate." Now, God did not say to them that they were not to touch the tree, but only not to eat from it. She added to God's word. Eve is an example of a woman who did not embrace the Word of God, but instead listened to the lie of Satan, and as a result, she led others, in fact, the whole world, astray by not embracing God's holy word. Now, Eve listened to the wrong verse. And now as we go over to Luke in chapter 1, we see another woman, in fact, a very young woman, which has always surprised me. And of course, we don't know how old Eve was when she was in the garden. But in Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38, we read this beautiful story about the announcement of the birth of Jesus Christ. And it says, "Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, 'Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you, and blessed are you among women.' But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God nothing will be impossible." Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Mary is an example of a woman who embraced God's word through the angel of the Lord, and as a result, all mankind received the chance to become born again believers and to have eternal life through Jesus Christ. And she, through embracing God's word, having respect for his word, was given the chance to listen to the right voice. The whole earth was impacted by one woman's refusal, Eve's, to embrace God's word, and then the whole world was radically changed by one woman's embrace to receive God's word, which was Jesus' mother, Mary. So we need to ask ourselves, ladies, this morning, whose voice or voices are we listening to, and whose word are we believing? Jesus said, "My sheep listen to my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." So, application number two, as a godly woman and mother, we should have respect and reverence for God's word when he speaks, and we should obey it. The more we obey, the more we discern his voice. To know the word in general is to get to know God and his will for our life. You know, as we read and study God's word, he establishes his relationship with us, and we get to know his character. He begins to reveal himself to us through a general study of the word and through application of the word. God established a relationship, I know, with Adam and Eve, the Bible says, by walking with them in the cool of the day and talking with them. That was his general word to him. And then he revealed his great love by surrounding them with his beauty and the security there in the garden. But God's specific word to them was, "Don't eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, for in the day you do, you shall surely die." To know the word generally is to act upon it. And then we need to search and to study the word specifically for us. Jesus used the word specifically when he was in the wilderness and was tempted by Satan. So to know the word specifically is when God is establishing a relationship with you personally and specifically as you get in his word and just study it in a general manner. And then you begin to know who you are through his son Jesus Christ and his specific will for your life. Jesus loves me, this I know, the Bible tells me so. But beloved child of God and woman of God, Jesus wants to know you. Jesus wants to know me. And then we can say, "Jesus knows me, this I love," because the Bible reveals him to us. "If anyone loves me," Jesus said, "he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." This is Faith to Live By.
You've been listening to Faith to Live By with Sue Taylor. If you would like to write with your comments or to request a copy of this program for an $8 donation, write Sue Taylor, 10827 Highway 86 East, Neosho, Missouri, 64850. Sue Taylor is a member of the KNEO team and a keynote speaker at several church and women's events throughout the four-state area. To book Sue for your next event, contact Sky High Radio at 417-451-5636.
Do you have 5 minutes for God? I'm Pastor Ed Wilson, and I believe there's no better way to begin each morning than spending a little time with Him. That's why every weekday morning I bring you a short devotional broadcast designed just for that. Look up God's 5 minutes wherever you get your podcast to kickstart your spiritual walk for each day, and we'll always do it in 5 minutes or less. Have you talked to God today?